Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free. Take control of the airwaves. And bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming. So if you've got broadband, you can listen to us. If you've got dial-up, there's a stream for you as well. It's all free. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, it is.
You know, I'm sorry. I just noticed that you do that every time, is you spell out org at
yes.
the end.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, and I've heard lots of people do that in radio ads and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Do you think people are so unfamiliar with the org top-level domain or the...
I think they are not unfamiliar with it, but they don't pay attention to that part. They're paying attention to the address, Free State Project,
right.
as opposed to the dot whatever.
Hmm.
And so you have to accentuate the dot whatever so that they'll go to the right location.
I see.
Specifically here, it's
never that has never crossed my mind.
Well, I write commercials for a living.
To me, just saying .org differentiates it from. .com.
Right, but you also are a dork.
I'm an internet person.
I'm
okay.
a dork. Manwich, well, okay, I'm sorry, you're a geek, I'm a geek. Manwich is a dork.
Right.
There's a little bit of a difference. From that photo, Manwich is a dork.
Yeah,
and so I could see where he would need to make that distinction for himself.
The photo you're referring to, by the way, for those of you who are just tuning in, is Manwich with a, what he termed, and accurate, I think, as a forelock. He's about, what, 18 years? Are you about 18 here?
17.
Let's see what it says on the back here. Mark.
Oop. Don't say any of that. This is written by somebody who made the... this has nothing to do with the photo. It was sent to me by a friend.
Are you new
F-word.
At this? You've got the F-word written on the back of this picture, man.
I didn't write it.
Bad man.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Write it? It's in grease pencil. How do you get rid of it?
So if you hadn't even thought, you just giving out real names, swearing on the air.
What real names? I don't know what you're talking about. 800-259-9231. All right, so here's an email, by the way, and you can call in about anything. This one from Andrew. He says, question from a new podcast listener. Hi, guys. I'm a new member of the Libertarian Party and a new podcast listener in Evanston, Illinois. I absolutely love the show.
That's
Thanks.
Close to my hometown.
Thank you, Andrew. I have a couple of questions. I know you're against the war in Iraq. My question, then, is how would you have responded to the attack on the World Trade Center on 9/11?
Hasn't been listening to the show too long. Because
he says I'm a new podcast listener.
Right.
So.
I'm just making it clear.
A man which is also new at this.
Yes.
So.
Brilliant deduction.
Right. And I said, hasn't been listening too long. You see,
right.
It kind of
I see.
Delineates the time that he's been listening. We don't believe that, in fact... the World Trade Center would have been attacked if it was, in fact, attacked by Saudi Arabians as opposed to some kind of strange government plan. Mm-hmm. I sort of believe that, it was probably just Saudi Arabians mad that we're involved in Saudi Arabian politics, like, for instance, supporting
right.
King Fahd and his regime over in Saudi Arabia. I mean, there's some Saudis that don't like that. So they know that the only way to get rid of King Fahd is to get rid of his support system. His support system is the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's attack the United States of America. Get them out of there. They don't have the stomach for real war.
So I agree with you completely. If we were never over meddling in the Middle East in the first place, odds are real good we'd never have gotten attacked on 9/11. That said, and that agreed upon, considering that we were attacked, let's just say that Harry Brown happened to have been elected in the year 2000. And he withdrew all of our troops from around the world, which is what most real libertarians would want to do if we got ourselves a libertarian president, for instance. He withdrew all the troops from around the world, ended all foreign aid, etc. What if, still, regardless, I mean, because of all of our past transgressions, on September 11th, the attack happened anyway? What would have your response been if you were the president, man?
Well, I would do my darndest to find Osama bin Laden. I'm probably not the big L libertarian that some of the people in this room are, and I would have used every bit of my power at my disposal. I mean, CIA agents.
Well, does that mean that you would
mercenaries
have gone,
the whole thing?
Or does that mean you can go and carpet bomb Afghanistan and just the hopes that you kill them?
I don't know if I would have gone in Afghanistan the same way that they did, but the huge reward that's on Osama bin Laden's head right now, there's a big one. There's like $1 million reward on his head.
I'm pretty sure it's more than that.
I think it's actually 10 million.
Is it 10 million? Right, well, yeah. It's a one and some zeros. It doesn't seem to be doing any good.
Well, I think they should probably increase the reward.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, think about this. Now, first of all, I'm not for coercively funding anything, but assuming that you're going to be coercively funding something, it makes more sense to offer $1 billion for Mr. Bin Laden as opposed to spending $300 billion with the military trying to find him.
Yeah, I would have said $100 million, but,
yeah.
Know.
I mean, if $25 million's not working, jack it up. I mean, eventually somebody's going to do it. And the reward would be good for anybody, even one of his buddies, even his second in command.
Mm-hmm. See, the problem is that our reward system right now won't work like that. If someone says, I know where Osama bin Laden is, that
right.
person's safety is in no way guaranteed at all. No, I would put out a no-questions-asked reward on Osama bin Laden.
No doubt
head.
About it.
It's like,
right.
If you bring me proof that he's dead, you get this money. I don't care who you are. Don't want to know your name. I have cash in a bag. You know, bring me his head, and you can have this bag full of money.
Now, did he never actually claimed to be responsible for that. He claimed to support it, correct? He claimed to
agree with
it. I
don't think he actually claimed responsibility. I don't
right.
think he did. He
so,
certainly, now, you know, he mentioned it, he talked about it in some of his tapes, but I don't think he, I don't know.
He basically supported, from what I've seen, from what I remember, it's certainly possible we're wrong, 800-259-9231, but he kind of gave them accolades. He said, bravo, you know, good job, you hit the Americans where it counted. But he didn't actually say, these were my guys, I funded this, this was our deal.
Actually, I believe he did come out and say that.
Really?
Yes,
huh.
I do believe so.
Well, anyway, 800-259-9231, let's go to the phones to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, long time no hear.
Yeah, well, sorry. Been busy.
That's good.
But, haven't forgotten about you.
It's good to be busy. What's going on up there in New Hampshire, Dave?
Well, it's really not exactly in New Hampshire, but you guys been paying attention to the way the TSA has started to talk about loosening up on its rules?
Yeah, actually, we were just talking about that last hour. They're going to loosen up on the rules for the politicians, right?
Yeah, that's one possibility. There are a lot of, I'm sure, bad things in their plan and their proposal. But what I'm wondering if maybe there is a connection between this sudden willingness to reduce some rules and let some things through and maybe not take people's shoes off. And the protest that we had in Manchester where that guy went and refused to take his shoes off.
Hard to say. I mean, it's certainly an interesting question.
You know, we'll probably never know. Even if there were a connection, no one would admit to it.
No, they wouldn't admit that.
They almost certainly knew about this at the very top. It was probably, they were well aware of what was going on.
Sure.
So they cannot possibly have made this decision without having known about what Russell did.
Mm-hmm.
So it was at least on their minds in some form or fashion at some point. Now, whether that was the case when they suggested the changes, I don't know. But it's an interesting thought. You know, he does this,
certainly.
And a few months later or a month and a half later,
it may have been a factor. No doubt about it. So what's going on up in New Hampshire? Tell us some stuff. Fill us in.
Bucket load of little things right now. There's a guy in Londonderry, New Hampshire, who is sort of has struck up a friendship with Mike Fisher, the outlaw manicurist,
right?
Who performed an illegal manicure and went to jail for that. And
that crazy rebel.
Yes, exactly. Well, he has his own fight with the city of Londonderry, and he thought, well, maybe I should take some of this civil disobedience stuff and use it again in my fight against the city of Londonderry. What he was thinking about doing, what he did, and I guess he did this on his own, but he went and trespassed on his own property.
Right. We actually talked about this earlier this week. He trespassed, he was arrested, and recently was found guilty, unfortunately. So I don't know. Are they going to be doing the fast?
Fast,
you know?
Something that they are considering doing if he's really sent to jail, but the judge is pretty cool with him.
Well, keep us updated, Dave. We got a scram. Keep us updated. We hope to hear from you again soon. 800-259-9231. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231, and talk about anything from the political to the personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 37,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 700 people interacting. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. So go check it out, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Clayton in Alabama. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hey. Another day in paradise.
Tell me about it. First, before I get into what I was going to talk about, Manwich, sorry about the whole screw you, fire Manwich thing. I was a little drunk.
Why are you sorry about that?
I don't know.
Wait,
when did this happen? I don't even remember.
The email.
The email. Did he send you an email?
It was the, this is the airman, right?
Yeah, this is Clayton.
Yeah.
Well, no longer airman. As of today, I was kicked out of the Air Force.
Congratulations.
That's what I'm saying.
You sound so happy.
I am very happy, but I'm a little confused.
Hmm.
They handed me my orders. Anytime you go anywhere or you get out, they give you orders. It's a sheet of paper that says, hey, this is what you're doing. Sign here and get out of my face.
Huh, sure.
Well, on the orders, it says discharge. Under type of discharge, it says honorable. Well, after signing those orders, they hand me a piece of paper that says, by order of the commander at Maxwell and Gunner Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama, I am banned from there for a year.
You're banned, but you're honorably discharged?
Yeah.
So wait, as though you'd want to come back a year later?
Exactly.
A year from now, you'll be okay.
I don't care. I don't want to go back.
So let me understand. I want to understand how this works. They give you, are these like your final orders and you have to execute these final orders before you're finally done? Is that how that works?
Well, here's your final orders. Your orders are get out of the Air Force. You sign here, you make copies, and you leave.
Then do you have like a certain amount of time to get off the base or something like that?
I actually had to be off base right after signing those. I was escorted off base.
Wow.
Interesting.
And what do you think the whole, why they wanted to get rid of you so badly was?
Well, I know.
They're big Manwich fans.
I'm a big Manwich
they
fan.
Found out
no,
you,
they are.
They are. They found out you were all about Fire Manwich. I'm like, oh, we're getting rid of this drunkie.
Maybe they found out that he's a platinum subscriber to Free Talk Live's AMP program.
Maybe.
Yeah, we're that special.
A lot of it has to do with my commander. I was court-martialed a while back, of course, and I was found not guilty. And commander... And I've got actual transcripts from someone else's discharge briefing that shows he has a personal vendetta against me. He actually stood up and said that I should have been found guilty and kicked out with the rest of them.
Hmm.
Now, this wasn't supposed to happen for another 6 weeks, but he decided to retire next week, and I'm guessing that's why he got fast-tracked.
Oh, I see. So he's ready to go, so he wanted you out, too.
Pretty much. And hey, you're doing me a favor, man. If you're listening, Colonel Miller, thank you, sir.
How much longer were you supposed to be in?
Another 3 years.
Wow. So do you live? You're in Alabama, right?
I'm actually down in Florida right now.
Is that where you? Is that where your family's at? Is that where you?
Where my girlfriend's at. I'm staying down here. I'm originally from Illinois. That's what started the whole screw you manwich thing.
Where are you?
Where are you in Florida?
I'm in Destin.
Destin. Okay, so that's relatively close to Alabama.
So what are you going to do with your life now? Do you got plans?
I'm looking to, get a computer system administration job, one of those big techies. From there, we'll see what happens.
Manwich just gave me a look when you said that.
I expect you to get him a job.
Oh, okay. Well, because I work as a network administrator outside of here. So anytime anybody mentions computers, Manwich, first of all, his brain shuts down because he doesn't know anything, and then he just looks at me hoping that if anything computer-related gets mentioned, I will bail him out in some fashion.
He'll handle it. I just expect him to handle it.
Right, Manwich is kind of a computer cripple. He's somebody who...
That's really not fair. I'm pretty good on a computer compared to normal people.
Well, that's true.
It's hanging out with you guys.
You can use the hell out of Word, man.
Yes, I can use some Word, boy.
If Manwich is by himself, he can figure things out. He can get things done on his computer, because then he's by himself. He doesn't have myself or Torgo here to use as a crutch. And so if we're here, if we're around and he's on his computer, there's constantly questions coming at us as far as, how do I do this? How do I do that? Whereas if he would just pause and think about it for 30 seconds or so, he'd be able to figure it out. Or if he'd use trial and error, he would easily be able to determine something.
I've got free IT help. I don't really see any reason
to. Torgo, help me get in the chat room.
Right.
Or you could just press F1.
F1?
Yeah, that's the help key.
Oh, is it? I never look at help. I don't like reading all the all that good stuff.
Remember back in the old days when you could tell
somebody... He gets angry because all the words are spelled right.
Do you remember back in the old days when you could tell somebody that you could press Control-Alt-Delete to have something happen on their computer and they wouldn't know what it did until they pressed it?
Exactly. Now it'd be like, do you want to shut down? And gives them all kinds of time to save their work and not ruin anything. It's so sad.
No more fun. Oh, Clayton, well, best of luck finding a new gig. We're glad you're still out there listening to Free Talk Live, obviously, and helping us with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, you guys keep up the great job, and I'll talk to you all later.
Well, enjoy your newfound freedom, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
800-259-9231. It's got to be I mean, that's going to be like a breath of fresh air. He sounds peppier than the last time we talked to him.
Like a man set free from prison.
Almost. I mean, really? What do you think would be worse? The military or prison?
Oh, I think probably prison. Prison's far worse. It's the sodomy. Yeah. You know, that's got to be the worst.
I've heard that itches for a while afterwards.
Not to suggest that doesn't go on in the military either, I guess, though.
So. That's probably a little more willing
yes,
in the
military.
Yes,
but they don't talk about it.
1-800-259-9231. It's been a while since we've done some corrupt cop stories. I know you had something, Mamich, about a cop ordering a woman to do certain things.
That's right?
That would be me. Yeah.
All right, well, get that one ready, because I want you to follow that up with... I want you to follow this up with that. This from the StopTheDrugWar.org, the Drug War Chronicle. Another week, another set of corrupt cops, or to be more precise, this week it's more jail guards in trouble. A U.S. soldier pleading guilty to coke smuggling and a Florida cop turned drug dealer. Here you go. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, a Cherokee County Sheriff's deputy and a jailer are on paid leave after marijuana and drug paraphernalia were found at the home that they share. The Muskogee Phoenix reported. Cherokee County Sheriff Norman Fisher said Deputy Dusty Riles and jailer Lynn Trammell are being investigated for allegedly smuggling drugs into the county jail, and that he would seek investigators from the outside of the county to look into the matter. According to the sheriff, Riles and Trammell deny taking drugs into the jail. Instead, Riles claims that the drugs were drugs that he had seized, but he took them home because the lock on his work locker just wasn't working that night. You believe it? You think that's true? Couldn't he just check it with somebody? Couldn't he like check it up front or something like that?
It seems silly.
Yeah.
With the clerk with the at the drug baggage claim?
Yeah. He says authorities also found methamphetamine residue on a bong seized at the residence. No, they weren't using any drugs. In El Paso, one of four Fort Bliss soldiers accused of smuggling cocaine into the U.S. from Colombia using military aircraft pleaded guilty August 10th on cocaine possession and distribution charges, as well as a count of making a false official statement. The Associated Press reported Francisco Rosa, age 25, will spend 5 years in prison, be busted down and ranked a private, and be given a bad conduct discharge. He was arrested with fellow soldiers, and then they named three other names earlier this year, and they face court martials later on this year. More coming up, corrupt cops on the way. Also a corrupt cop that doesn't have anything to do with drugs, but has a lot to do with forcing women to take off their clothing.
Maybe.
That's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's dark outside. The sun's on his evening sabbatical, so street lamps and headlights brighten the night. Get the picture? Not through that windshield. When I come back, I'll enlighten you. This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Accidents happen 4 times more often under inky skies. So prepare that window to the world, your windshield, for night driving. Defog with a felt chalkboard eraser, faster than defrosters. Rub out scratches with jeweler's rouge, a cheap trick if the scrapes aren't too deep.
clean glass with a foam product and crumpled newspaper. Less mess than liquid and cheaper than paper towels. Looking through rose-colored glasses may be poetic, but behind the wheel, the best real-life view is through a clear windshield. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the Friday night edition of the show. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And if you miss a moment, don't you worry about that, because we've got them for you archived. The last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, right there on the front page of our website, freetalklive.com.
More of this show than you could ever want to hear.
Indeed.
Packed on the front page.
Right there. And it's free. There's no logging in or membership fee or anything like that. Just go to freetalklive.com and take advantage of it. Alrighty, so we were talking about corrupt cops. We got a few corrupt cop stories, finishing them up here. In Ocala, Florida, former officer David Cismadia was arrested August 12th on cocaine sales charges. The Associated Press reported the bust came after the multi-agency drug enforcement task force received a tip in June. During a six-week investigation following the tip, the task force documented three occasions when Cismadia allegedly sold drugs to an undercover informant. Police officer since 1994, Cismadia suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder after killing a man in November of 2000 and was fired from the force in September 2001 after admitting that he used cocaine in a suicide attempt. Would you kill yourself with cocaine?
I'm sure you could.
If you injected it, I think you could. Like an overdose of an injection of cocaine will kill you.
Okay. He's now charged with distribution of cocaine, possession of cocaine, and use of a two-way device to facilitate a felony. What's that mean? Like a radio?
Yes.
Yep. Interesting.
They don't want them criminals getting too high-tech, so they passed another law.
Exactly. You got to use carrier pigeons.
Cismadia had filed suit against the department in July 2002, alleging negligence, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and other claims related to his firing, but the Ocala police said the suit had nothing to do with his arrest. Now, in other corrupt cop news, Torgo, we've got kind of a pervert cop.
A little bit. A veteran Chicago police officer was expected in court today, accused of ordering women during two separate traffic stops to flash him, and in one case to do a little dance.
This is like the one I had last night. I mean, it was another cop that was trying to get, you know,
right?
Girls naked.
Yep.
This one was teenage. The one we talked about last night was teenage girls. He was having them take off their tops. But this guy's doing it at traffic stops.
Yeah, Mike Allegretti, who works in the Albany Park District, was charged Thursday with bribery and official misconduct. The incidents occurred in November 2004 and May 2005. In the November incident, Allegretti allegedly made a traffic stop on the 4700 block of West Irving after the woman ran a red light. The woman didn't have a driver's license or proof of insurance, and she admitted to the officer to being an illegal alien. So she's like, I don't have a license, I don't have insurance, and I'm not really supposed to be in the country.
Uh-huh.
At that point, the cop said, well, flash me. The woman refused. Later, after Allegretti had arrested the woman and taken her to the police station, he allegedly told her that he wouldn't write her a ticket for having no insurance if she flashed him.
He gave her a second chance.
Yep. The woman, again, refused, but did open her jacket.
Interesting.
Allegretti then told the woman to return the following day to the location of the traffic stop. He says, well, why don't you come on back out here tomorrow and maybe you can do a little dance for me without those pesky panties in the way.
Is that an exact quote?
I don't
know. No, that was...
Oh, okay. It's
a little darling, you don't take that.
That wasn't quite Chicago
off.
Enough, but, you know.
Okay. Oh, it's Chicago?
Yeah. The woman didn't return, and she called the police. During the May traffic stop, Allegretti told another woman to show him her breasts after he learned she was driving on a ticket, but didn't have the ticket with her.
Hmm. How interesting that the woman who, you said she was an illegal alien, right?
Right.
How interesting that she would want to get involved with the cops. How interesting she would want to go ahead and report this.
Right.
Wouldn't that bring a little too much unwanted attention to her?
You'd think they would just...
You'd think she'd just come back and do a little dance.
Well, yeah, you'd think she would have flashed him in the first place.
One would think, I mean, but different folks, different strokes.
You know, maybe she's so proud that she would rather be deported than humiliate herself for this filthy American pig.
Could very well be.
Well, in that case, I commend her. Allegretti then allegedly told this other woman to follow him to a nearby alley. Like, why don't you come with me down into this alley? And then...
where we can have a little privacy.
This sounds like a bad idea.
But she refused and instead told him to give her a ticket. She's like, no, why don't you just give me that ticket?
Yeah, dude, I'd rather have a $500 ticket than have to come in a back alley with you.
But here's the thing. He's like, well, why don't you come on down to this alley? We can work that out. She says, no, no, I'll take the ticket. And so he just told her to leave. He didn't give her a ticket. He just told her to leave. So she did and called the cops.
Well, I'll do it. You know, I'll go to the back alley, but you have to write the directions on the back of this ticket for me, officer. You have to write them down for me.
Well, yeah. I don't hear very well. Why don't you write down all the dirty things you're going to do to me?
And then give it to me.
Let me read it on my way to the alley in anticipation.
Could you sign it, too? With your badge number underneath that?
As a matter of fact, let's get it caught on your in-car camera so I can have this to watch later.
Yeah.
What some people will do with their so-called authority. It's just amazing.
So what's happened to the gentleman?
He was taken off patrol duty. He was supposed to go to court today, so I don't have the...
He's just suspension
patrol.
With pay.
He was taken off patrol in May while they, you know, waited for his court date and stuff like that.
So. And now he's back on.
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because his court date was today.
Well,
I don't have
know.
That information yet.
I mean, we can make a safe prediction that nothing will happen to this guy. I mean, it's generally 99% of the time when cops are accused of things... they tend to get suspended with pay while there's some lackluster investigation, so-called investigation on the behalf of the police department, and then the police always end up coming back with the response of, well, it looks like everything he did was by the book.
Not usually when it happens a second time, though.
It depends on how high-ranking they are. Depends on how protected they are by the system. They definitely do protect one another, cops. What do they call it? The gentleman's agreement? Is that what it is? There's like a term for it in the biz. Where you protect one another as police.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Most co-workers usually try and put the best image forth for their other co-workers as well.
Right.
I mean, it's the same thing in most companies. This doesn't have anything to do with being a cop.
Do you think that most companies would protect their employees from rape charges and that sort of thing?
Well...
because we've seen cops doing that. Like, cops that are accused of rape are being backed up by their departments, etc.
It's possible.
Yes, it's possible. I would say improbable, but possible.
Well, the only thing I would do in this case, unless, I guess maybe I'm a little bit different, but unless the rape took place either to one of the, like, let's say you worked for me and you raped someone, if you, either,
someone in the office?
If you would have to have either raped a coworker or raped someone at the office for me to care either way.
Wait a minute.
If it's somebody... not going to affect your job, I don't care.
Come on, man. If you were running a company and somebody said, Ian raped some... there was a charge brought against me by somebody that you didn't know for rape, you wouldn't mind at all? You'd keep me employed?
I'd keep you employed.
Most companies, I think, would run from that employee.
Well,
they would fire that person.
I feel like you should wait until the person's found guilty.
I agree with that. That's how I feel as well.
Right. I'm not going to hold your job for you while you're in jail, you know, after you've been found guilty.
Okay.
But during... someone says, well, Ian's been arrested. He's going to go on trial for possibly having raped someone. I'm not going to be like, well, Ian, you filthy rapist, get out of my office. I'm just going to be like, okay, well, come in and do your job. Try not to rape anybody on your way to your desk in the morning.
That I appreciate. But I don't think that most employers would take that tact. I would if I was an employer, and I think you would as well, Manwich. But I think a lot of companies are really concerned with their public appearance. Oh, you're harboring an accused rapist?
Accused?
You're letting an accused rapist work at your company?
Somebody
your
just
company?
Accused him.
I know, but that's not how most people think about things these days. I mean, with the media frenzy around a lot of these cases, the way they paint people who have been accused of crimes, it's tough for companies to keep their employees around. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Speaking of the justice system, we'll talk about corrupted justice on the way. This is your show, of course. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control. 800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We do like to read emails, but we don't guarantee to read your emails. So keep that in mind when you email the show.
Especially not yours. Whoever you are.
It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And join us online at freetalklive.com. We get all kinds of good stuff there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website at the Shrine. So check it out, freetalklive.com. We're talking about, we've been talking about corrupt cops, and we bring up some corrupt cop stories from time to time, but we don't usually get into the actual corruption of the Justice Department, but Paul Craig Roberts has done so. From LouRockwell.com. He says, "Wonder of wonders, a Louisiana prosecutor has been disciplined by the Louisiana Supreme Court for withholding exculpatory evidence in order to get a death sentence for a 16-year-old.
Good Lord.
The witness who obligingly picked the suspect out of a lineup had told the police that she wasn't wearing her glasses or contact lenses at the time of the shooting, but that particular little admission didn't make it to the defense attorney." According to...
Funny.
Yeah. So the prosecutor sort of kind of withheld that information from the defense attorney. According to Susan Finch, reporter for the Nolens Times-Picayune, this is the first time in Louisiana history that an erring prosecutor has actually been punished. It's not much of a It's not much of a punishment, a 3-month suspension to be waived unless he commits another ethics violation within the next year. That's pretty much nothing.
Wow, it is nothing.
That means, translation, that means if he violates their ethics rules within the next year, then he'll get 3 months.
suspended.
Right. Right.
Suspended,
so,
not suspended sentence or anything in jail. This is just suspension from practicing.
From practicing. This is... Yeah,
he can drive a cab those 3 months and
yes,
then go back to work.
Exactly. He's got strike two. That's what he's got. Strike two.
But the prosecutor, Roger Jordan, is upset that the high court has blemished his reputation, and he's asking the court to reconsider. Jordan claims he didn't knowingly violate the rule that requires prosecutors to turn over exculpatory evidence. He says the rule is vague, and that in applying the rule to him, the court legislated from the bench. Jordan's claims tell us a lot about this.
What? That doesn't even make any sense.
He's a lawyer. It doesn't have to make sense.
There's already a rule on the books, and the court said, oh, there's a rule here? Let's interpret it, as is our job.
Right.
Hold on. Oh, wait, I think it means this. Yeah, that's what it means, so you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, and now he's saying, no, it's vague, and it doesn't mean what you said it means.
But that's not really his place to decide.
Well, he's just as much of a lawyer as any of the rest of them.
Yeah, I understand that, but he's not a judge, so he doesn't get to make the call.
That's true. His claims tell us a lot about the state of prosecutorial ethics. The legal prohibition against withholding exculpatory evidence is ancient, but prosecutors today are judged by conviction rates and not by ethical behavior.
Well, how would you judge ethical behavior? How would you, I mean, it seems like...
He'll give some examples.
He's the most ethical lawyer I've ever seen.
Conviction rates are believed to be a sign that prosecutors are protecting society from criminals, serving justice, and being budget effective. To get high conviction rates, prosecutors engage in a wide variety of behavior that would have shocked people from earlier times. They suborn perjury, reward false testimony, withhold exculpatory evidence, and force defendants to incriminate themselves with plea bargains by piling on the charges until the defendant or his lawyer gives up. Jordan's whining about vague rules and blemished reputation is hypocritical in view of the treatment prosecutors hand out to their victims. Last February, prosecutors convicted New York defense attorney Lynn Stewart of violating a letter from the Department of Justice, telling her the conditions on which she could represent her client. A letter. They sent her a letter, and she didn't follow what the letter said, so they charged her with a violation of the letter. There's no statute or regulation behind the letter. It's
right.
Just something some bureaucrat wrote up.
Yeah, that's weird.
How was Stewart to know that it was a felony to disobey the letter from the prosecutor? Not content with this absurdity, prosecutors convicted the translator that Stewart used in order to communicate with her client. The prosecutor claims that the translator knew that Stewart was disobeying the letter by telling her how to represent her client, but if a defense attorney did not know that the Justice Department could legislate criminal law by writing an attorney a letter, how would a translator know, assuming that he even saw the letter? Regulators and prosecutors create crime. They create crimes by how they interpret regulations. Defendants don't know they've committed a crime until a prosecutor springs his interpretation on them. You can't get laws more vague than this. Martha Stewart was sent to prison for allegedly lying to a prosecutor about a non-crime. And she wasn't even under oath at the time. She was a victim. And what did she get? 6 months?
Yeah.
She was a victim.
Or a year and didn't.
She ended up being in there for 5 months and then got house arrest.
Yeah, now she's got an ankle bracelet on.
Right, and then she got house arrest, which she then violated.
Yes.
Oh, she's violated?
Yes.
It's so easy to violate this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She went to a yoga class.
Oh, God.
She was like, I can't stay on my palatial estate any longer. I have to get out of here. I'm going nuts on these 92 acres.
She was a victim of the prosecutor's desire to gain name recognition with a high-profile case.
Absolutely that.
In order to run for political office. Prosecutors are in the process of criminalizing the protections that were put in our legal system to protect the innocent, such as the attorney-client privilege. We've reached the point where an attorney who does too good of a job defending his client can be indicted for aiding and abetting a criminal.
Oh, God.
Prosecutors have destroyed the rule of law and put rule by prosecutors in its place. Decades ago, attorney generals, and the judges are going along with them. Decades ago, attorney generals such as Robert Jackson told prosecutors they had a twofold duty, to the law and to the defendant. Their job, he told them, was to serve justice through a fair trial and not to gain a conviction at all costs. Prosecutors no longer hear such instructions. Defendants, whether innocent or guilty, quickly learn that they're not going to get a fair trial and that the jury won't even be presented with a fair case. In fact, we see this all the time. Judges will order the defendants or his lawyers to just not present certain information, to just withhold certain evidence. I mean, in some cases, the books are stacked before they even get into the courtroom. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Just enough time to maybe slip in your call here. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Don't forget you can have a whole bunch of fun on our website for free. freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. The archive, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, and much, much more.
Live streaming. It's like an internet amusement park.
Yeah. Except it costs you nothing. Unlike those amusement
All the
parks.
Rides are free at freetalklive.com.
Exactly. But we do ask, we are asking you for a little bit of help. It's called the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. We had Clayton call in earlier. He's one of our platinum amplifiers.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing...
That means we like him better than you.
Yes.
That just means he has a little bit more disposable income than some of the other amplifiers. Anyway, there's different tiers, but what we're asking you for is $3 a month. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you want to help us spread the show to new listeners, then $3 a month is all it takes. And it's totally voluntary. We're not going to make it so you have to pay for the archives or anything like that. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details. In fact, once we reach our goal, and we're almost 5% of the way there, it's only been 2 months so far, which I think is pretty good growth. We're almost 5%. Once we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on our commercial time by at least 25%, which
That'd
is pretty
be great.
Cool. Yeah, and we're going to obviously replace it with more showtime. So.
That's awesome. More Torgo.
Exactly.
More Manwich.
Whatever.
Indeed.
More Ian.
So get the details.
Hold on. You know, we should rethink this whole AMP.
AMP.freetalklive.com. The gears are in motion, Torgo. Let's go to the phones to Joe in Florida. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys. You've all heard of the Free State Project, I'm sure of.
We're all members of the Free State Project.
That's a good thing. Have you ever heard of this Freetown Project thing?
The Freetown Project has fizzled out as of, I think, a couple of years back. What about it?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty interesting idea myself, because instead of spreading out over a million people in a state and just go to like a county or a town and a couple thousand people and vote ourselves in for a government there. And
you would think so, like it would be a smaller thing and see how it worked, but I guess it just didn't pan out.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there are still some people in the Free State Project that have that same viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how active they are with their plan at this point. I'm sure if you poked around enough, you could probably find out who they are. But basically, the idea behind the Free State Project, as Jason Sorens, the guy who founded, who created the whole idea in the first place, he did the research and discovered that 20,000 would be far more than enough. In fact, since the creation of the Free State Project, he has since said that in a state like New Hampshire, 12,000 people would be more than enough to make significant political change within the state. So we don't all necessarily have to be concentrated in the same area, just as long as we're all in the same state.
Not only that, in a state that has such a small population as New Hampshire does, it wouldn't really be feasible for that many people to make a mass influx into one small, concentrated part of the state without disrupting the lives of the people that are already there in more than just their political aspect.
Right. So even having 50 people, I mean, there's going to be, as 20,000 people move in, there's only so many urban areas. I mean, obviously there's certain people that want to live north of the notches and the mountains and everything, but most people, I think, are going to move to the southern part of the state where there's some city life, and so you're going to have hundreds and hundreds of people within the same cities anyway.
That's true.
Right. Thanks for the call, Joe. We appreciate it. We're going to be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time for the live Saturday night edition. And, of course, we'll talk to you then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...